Now joined by head coach Ty Stillwell of the Grundy R5 baseball program. Some pretty good improvement against Novinger compared to the season opener against La Plata. We'll verify that with coach. I'm not sure about the difference in quality between La Plata and Novinger, but got a couple of runs on the board, did the Panthers last Wednesday in a 12-2 loss over at Novinger. Gave up 12 compared to only 19. On the scoreboard, it looks like an improvement, coach. Did you feel like just overall, did the boys play better last Wednesday?
Yeah, we played better for the most part. About after the first inning, you know, we came out very, very flat and not ready to play, it seemed like, and made a lot of defensive mistakes and let them jump out early and grab a 10-0 lead in that first inning.
Boy, I put you up. Yeah, it's one thing to give up two or three runs. You get behind 10-0, and you kind of know at that point, well, we're playing for pride. I mean, that just kind of takes the wind out of yourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I thought the kids did great by responding the rest of the game, even though, you know, we came out flat and struggled early on. I thought they responded great. You know, we finished the last four innings at a 2-2 ball game.
Yeah, was it, I'm sure it was a little bit of everything, but was it not throwing strikes, not making the defensive play, throwing strikes that were just too fat pitches, so they were hammering it all over the field in the first inning?
It was mainly defensive mistakes. You know, a lot of the mental mistakes that you don't really think about, or kind of a higher level play that we weren't quite prepared for yet. But I think after that game there in that first inning, they learned and kind of realized they've got to be mentally locked in for every pitch and be able to play. You know, our pitcher's done a good job throwing strikes and working the corners and getting balls that we should have made in the field. So I thought our pitcher's done pretty good.
When you talk about, you know, you fall behind 10-0, but over the last four innings it was 2-2. So I'm sure at some point you as a coach say, we got to fix that first inning. You know, I will work on that. But did the guys kind of buy into that message that you gave them, that, you know, worry about the last four innings? You know, we'll worry the next day in practice about that first inning and trying to fix it. But as far as your confidence level, you know, think about 2-2 over four innings. Did the guys kind of buy into that message?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we always talk, we preach about winning every inning. So, yeah, we lost that first inning, and we lost it pretty bad. But after that first inning, it was just about trying to win every inning from there on out. And, you know, we ended up winning two of those four innings, so we split the four innings, so the kids kind of bought in about trying to win those next four innings.
How much does it just kind of feel like an avalanche in the first inning, coach, where, you know, we talked about the fact that you would like to go out there each and every inning and not make an error, but they're going to happen once in a while. But when they start to pile up on one another, the guys are putting pressure on themselves and they're thinking about it and they're just trying to do whatever they can to get the dugout. And it almost works against what they're trying to get done because it's between their ears at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I was in high school, my coach described it as a snowball effect, and the snowball just kept getting bigger and bigger as the inning kept going on, and I just felt like the kids kept putting more pressure on themselves to try to make a play and try to get, and they went out of their way a little few times to try to make a play and left a base open or two, and, you know, it just kept getting bigger and bigger.
Did you feel like, coach, overall, did the boys swing the bats pretty well over the five innings on Wednesday?
Yeah, we did. You know, we had a much better plate approach. I thought we hit the ball better, and, you know, we looked for our pitch to hit. We did leave a lot of runners on base, though, in those next last four innings that we played. But I think, you know, that's just something we worked on the next 2 days about, really just working not to try to do too much, just put the ball in play. And, you know, hopefully today we see that improvement.
You know, I think one of the things that's overlooked, too, and I'm sure it's one of the things you work on with your guys, is how well you're on the bases. If you're a good base runner, you can, it doesn't even need to be a stolen base per se, but if you know what you're doing on the bases, you could take an extra base, say, here and there, and that helps getting runs on the board.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you get down in that hole like we've talked about, you know, we don't want to be overly aggressive because that one run doesn't mean a whole lot. We're trying to get back all the way in the game. So, yeah, I thought our kids done a great job of being smart, taking the bases when they know they could, and when it was 50-50, they knew just to stay still.
So in talking with coach over at Tri-County on Tuesdays, it sounds like they have a field over there that dries fairly well. I know from being over here in my office Saturday, I heard some rain come through. So I'm not sure how much of that went through Jamesport per se. I'm sure they got a little bit. From what you hear early morning on Monday, it looks like you're going to head to Jamesport tonight. Guys got to be excited.
Yeah, you know, we're really excited. You know, it's the first conference game that we play of a conference school, so we're excited to go play and just get another game in under our belt.
So, you know, as far as conference goes, we know that Grundy is in the HDC. Tri-County is in the HDC. Is it an HDC conference game, or is there another conference that's been put together for baseball purposes?
No, this is about the only team that's in our conference that plays fall baseball. So we kind of look forward to playing our conference schools just because we haven't seen them since last spring. So it's good to see them again. We don't have a conference just for baseball.
Gotcha. So, you know, yeah, it does make sense that you'd refer to that as a conference game. This is always an interesting matchup because the teams are in similar straits. I think it's about 3, 4, 5 years now of a baseball program, and I'm sure in the back of your mind, Coach, you're kind of in a race not necessarily to win games against Tri-County, although that's the goal tonight. But with the overall program, which program kind of gets to that level of being 500 and a winning program first?
Yeah, you know, we talked about this last year, about we both started about the same time, and they're trying to put a program together just like we are. So it's kind of fun to play teams like this that are kind of in the same position as we are, that have been about the same years in with baseball. So it's going to be a fun one tonight.
How did you fare against Tri-County last year, Coach?
I believe we split with them last year.
So, yeah, one of the big things is, especially, you know, with you, you know, getting the bats first, that first inning is going to be big because you got a couple of teams that they want to have that confidence boost of getting an early lead, and you get the as the road team, you get the bats in your hands in the top of the first inning.
Yeah, you know, I think that's been a kind of our message the last couple of days of practice, that we want to come out and we want to set the tone early on. So I think we're going to come out pretty aggressive in that first inning, looking to drive the ball and put some runs up on the board.
I would think, although I don't know this because I don't have the softball schedule in front of me, but are we looking at a softball-baseball doubleheader tonight, Coach? So there's a softball game at 5 and then baseball will fall?
Yes. Yep, tonight's a doubleheader.
Okay, so what times for folks that want to go to one or the other, 5 o'clock for softball and then say about 7, 7:30-ish for baseball?
Yeah, roughly run around 7 o'clock would be probably a good starting time.
It be over there at the Jamesport Ballpark then. A short little drive over from the Galton, Newtown, Harris areas. It's Grundy R5 at Tri-County tonight. We'll talk about Grundy R5 at Green City next week. That's the next game on the docket on the 21st. Coach, I appreciate the time as always. Good luck tonight over at Tri-County.
Thank you, sir.